You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing to send low- and middle-income students to college for free. He and former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders laid out a plan today for what they're calling the Excelsior Scholarship. It would help families earning $125,000 or less per year cover tuition costs at SUNY, CUNY, and community colleges. To understand more about the proposal, we're joined by Matthew Hamilton of the Times Union in Albany. Hey, Matt, welcome to WNYC.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
Good. Lay out the basics of the proposal to start. What exactly is covered under the proposal?
Yeah, so the governor is proposing what is by some people being called the Bernie-Hillary plan for college tuition assistance. So it's being billed as free college tuition, and what it would do is for students who either themselves or come from families with a household income of $125,000 or less per year, they would be able to have their tuition covered by the state to a two-year or four-year SUNY or CUNY school. They would have to be full-time students, and the way this works is there are existing state and federal tuition assistance programs that provide grants to help you pay for your tuition, and this program would make up the quote-unquote last dollar amount of the tuitions. This would cover tuition, but it wouldn't cover things like room and board or other incidental costs that are associated with going off to school. And the governor's office has said, their broad top line numbers that this would apply to more than 900,000 households across the state. Now, obviously, for any number of reasons, not all of them are going to go to college. And so this would, it's projected to impact about 200,000 students when it's fully implemented here in 2019.
So you're throwing out some pretty large numbers there, 940,000 families, 200,000 students. So naturally, the next question would be, how does he propose to pay for that?
Right. Well, and that's what we are going to find out in mid-January. I mean, this is an annual it has long been an annual tussle where the governor proposes items in his state address, and then we get the budget proposal thereafter. As of right now, to your question, it remains to be seen how exactly they're going to pay the projected $163 million annually. It's worth noting that this year's budget is anticipated to be tighter than budgets in other years, so it's going to be interesting to see how exactly they shift around the money to fund a new program on top of existing state programs.
And now, of course, the proposal goes to the state legislature, which needs to approve it before it actually becomes a reality. How likely is that to become reality given the makeup of the legislature?
Well, just before we started talking here, it was interesting. The Senate Republicans, their spokesman, put out a statement saying that, in essence, this proposal seems to be a move in the right direction. So, Republican Senate, which has been more averse to certain higher education proposals than the Assembly Democrats, namely the DREAM Act, which would allow undocumented immigrants to apply for tuition assistance, they seem on this proposal to be more open to it. Fiscal conservatives will continue to bash this plan, but largely it seems to be well received.
And Governor Cuomo himself has had a bit of an interesting relationship with higher education in the state. He's been involved in disputes with both SUNY and CUNY over faculty pay and requests for funding. He even tried to pass off the state's funding of CUNY to the city. So what do you think is behind this proposal that he's now putting forward?
Yeah, I mean, certainly this is a more palatable way to do some of the higher education programs that he's proposed in the past. While this program doesn't necessarily apply to undocumented immigrants, this is a major progressive program, so perhaps it's more palatable than the DREAM Act in the end. And so this impacts New Yorkers, this impacts everybody statewide, but I do think that there is something more to this that, Bernie Sanders was at this event today and said that this proposal is revolutionary and that he predicts that other states will follow if the legislature approves it this year. There's a larger national tone to this, and it's also, comes at a time when today, as he proposes this, a Republican Congress is sworn in, and Donald Trump takes the White House later this month when he's sworn in.
Matthew Hamilton covers state government for the Times Union. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you.